Let's do a Hatha Yoga sequence with some standing postures. Remember, we'll be maintaining moment-to-moment awareness through this sequence. We will be exploring some postures, attempting to apply a non-judgmental attitude to the bodily sensations, to the reactions of the mind and emotions, and to the boundaries we meet in the body. Working with boundaries in this way, that we do our best in each posture to sense where the body's boundary is experienced, accepting it, and then backing off a bit. We don't force ourselves to cross the boundary. Coming to a standing posture now, and bringing your awareness to your feet, sensing the soles of your feet, and sensing if you have your weight distributed equally. Sensing your knees and making sure that your knees are not locked, but rather slightly bent. And bringing attention to your pelvis. Noticing that with slightly bent knees, you have increased mobility in your pelvis. So perhaps you can let your tailbone drop a centimeter or so towards the floor. And on the front side, you can let your pelvic bone lift up a tiny bit. Sensing this mobility and freedom in the knees, and also freedom and mobility in the pelvic area. And noticing what this does to your spine that has a more soft and mobile foundation. Sensing your spine and your torso, and sensing a kind of a upward lift in your chest bone. Relaxing in your shoulders and letting your arms hang loose. Relaxing in your neck. Standing here in a centered and balanced posture. Awareness of your body as a whole. So being awake and alert to sensing all of your body. We'll refer to this posture in the rest of this sequence, calling it the centered standing position. Let's begin with some upward stretching. So now, with full awareness of your arms, of both of your arms, stretching your arms up over your head. Stretching your arms up and locking your thumbs. Stretching up. Sensing the stretch in your elbows, your shoulders, sides of your ribcage. And making sure that you don't overstretch. Noticing the sensations of this stretch in your body. And letting go of your thumbs now, let your stretched arms come down to horizontal, your fingers pointing up and your palms pointing away from your body. Just holding your arms here in horizontal position for a moment, sensing the stretch in the underside of your lower arms. Now lowering your arms, letting them hang relaxed for a moment. Now stretching up your left arm, stretching as high as you can reach, as if you were picking an apple that was just out of reach. Stretching your left arm up, you can lift your right heel to reach just a little bit higher. Stretching up. And letting go of this stretch, lowering your left arm again. Stretching up your right arm and picking that apple with your right arm, lifting up your left heel, stretching up. Stretching up. And letting go of this stretch, let your right arm come down again. lifting up both arms now. Arms straight up in the air. Letting your palms face each other. Bending over to your right side now, so that your hips are pushed slightly to the left. Your arms are stretched upwards and pointing to your right side. So you're stretching out over your right side. Coming back up to the center position. Stretching out to your left side, pushing your hips slightly to your right side. Stretching out to your left side. Feeling this stretch. And coming back up again to the center position. And full awareness of both of your arms, lowering your arms down alongside your body again. Sensing now the effects in your body of this posture. Let's do shoulder rolls now. Lifting up your shoulders toward your ears. Lifting up shoulders and now rolling your shoulders forward and down. All the way down. Continuing the movement and rolling the shoulders up on the back side again. Continuing slow shoulder rolls at your own pace. At the back side, really squeezing your shoulder blades together. And on the front side, really letting your shoulders come in front of the chest. If you wish, you can coordinate the shoulder rolls with your breathing so that you breathe in when you lift your shoulders up on the back side and you breathe out when you roll your shoulders down on the front side. Continuing a few more shoulder rolls at your own pace or at the rhythm of your breathing. Reversing the direction of the movement now so that you roll your shoulders down on the back side. Continue the movement and lift, roll your shoulders up on your front side. Slow circular movements with your shoulders and really sensing all the sensations in the shoulders that come from these movements. Again, if you wish, coordinate the shoulder rolls with your breathing so that you exhale when you roll your shoulders down on the back side and you inhale when you roll your shoulders up on the front side. Continuing a few more shoulder rolls at your own pace. Next time you come up to the position of shoulders close to your ears, relaxing your shoulders again and letting your shoulders hang. And for a moment sensing, what are the effects in the shoulders from these shoulder rolls? Let's do neck rolls now. And start by letting your chin drop to your chest. Noticing the sensation of your chin towards your chest. And noticing the sensation of the stretch of the back of your neck. Slowly now, starting to circle your head towards your right side. So your right ear is passing close by your right shoulder. And gently and carefully now, circling your head backwards. Be careful you don't overdo it here. Coming to your left side, and your left ear pass close by your left shoulder. And head coming forward and down with the chin towards your chest again. And at your own pace, continuing a gentle circling of your head. In this direction. And now reversing the direction so that you start rolling your head in the other direction. And do a few neck rolls in this direction at your own pace. Gently, slowly, carefully, and noticing the boundaries so that you don't overstretch your neck. And next time you come with your head forward, bringing this circling to a halt and lifting your head up in the upward position again. Resting for a moment in the centered standing posture and noticing sensations, noticing the effects in the body from the postures and movements that we've done so far. Just being aware with the effects of the postures and movements in the body, noticing what can be noticed. Entering into a balanced pose now. From the centered standing posture, shift your weight over to your left leg, your left foot, lifting your stretched arms up to your sides so they become like wings of a bird or an airplane. And having your weight here on your left foot, lifting up your stretched right leg straight up to the side. And depending on the feedback you receive from the leg, either lifting the leg up just a few centimeters, or if you're up for it, lifting the leg up as far as it will go. Listening to your leg. And perhaps holding this posture a little longer than what is comfortable. Bringing your attention into the area of the body where you sense the most intense bodily sensations. Seeing if you can stay present and curious with the sensations in your right leg. Coming down with your right leg and your arms, shifting weight to a balanced posture, centered posture. Shifting your weight over to your right leg and your right foot, lifting your arms up to the sides, and now lifting up your stretched left leg straight up to the side, either just a little bit or as high as it will go. Keeping this posture for a moment. Staying present with the sensations in the body. Seeing if you can listen in a non-judgmental way, in a curious way, to whatever sensations are arising. Coming back down again with your leg, finding your way back again to the centered standing posture, and noticing the effects of this posture in the body. And from the centered standing posture, let's do a twist in the torso. Starting by placing your hands on your hips, leaving our feet, our hips and our shoulders in the positions that they have now, and we don't move them. We move our head and look out to the left side. As far as your head will go, look out over your left shoulder, but don't move your shoulders. Okay, moving your head back to the center position and past the center position, look out over your right shoulder. Coming back to center position and move now past the center position and look over your left shoulder again, letting your shoulder follow the movement of the head. So you create a twist in the torso, letting your hips keep their position, so the twist is only from the hips and up. Stay in a couple of breaths out in this position. Now moving back, first moving your upper torso, twisting it back, moving your head to center position, continuing the movement with your head, look out over your right shoulder, and now let your shoulders move. Let your shoulders follow your head, so you have a twist of your torso to the right side. Stay for a couple of breaths in this position. Moving back to center position again. Continuing past center position. Looking to your left, letting your shoulders continue the movement. And now also let your hips twist around to the left side. So you look as far back as you can look. Perhaps you can look straight back. Moving back now, first move your hips back to their position, then move your shoulders back to their position, move your head back to the center position. Continue the movement with your head to the right side. Let your shoulders follow the head. Letting your hips follow this movement towards the right side and looking back over your right shoulder, perhaps looking straight back. A couple of breaths here. And moving back to the centered position. Letting go of your hands on your hips and again finding the centered standing posture. Let's do a forward bend, beginning by stepping your feet hip distance apart and letting your chin drop towards your chest, forward down towards your chest, and letting your head continue the downward movement, letting gravity pull you down, so vertebra by vertebra you roll your spine downward. Making sure now that your knees are bent. Letting your arms hang free. And rolling as far down as your hamstrings and your back will let you go. The reason why your knees have to be bent is that now when you are all the way down, make sure that you are hanging from your hips and not from your lower back. Perhaps even supporting your belly on your thighs. No striving to go further down. No need to reach the floor. Hanging here, melting into the stretch. And letting the cooperation between gravity and the pulsation of your breathing. For each breath, pull you a little deeper into the stretch. Perhaps experimenting a bit, stretching your hamstrings just a little bit more, depending on how far down you can stretch, seeing if you feel like letting your hands grasp your elbows, noticing whatever is there to be noticed in the body. Beginning now the upward movement. Vertebra by vertebra, stacking up your spine again. Take your time. Rolling up towards standing position again. The last thing that comes up is your head. Ending the movement in the centered standing posture. Noticing sensations in the body, accepting perhaps a certain feeling of a tickling dizziness in the head after this posture. Now let's do the chair. This involves stretching your arms out in front of you, bending your knees, sitting down on an imaginary chair, back fairly upright and erect. You may feel this in your ankles, you may feel it in your knees, you will probably feel it in your thighs. From the strength required from the thighs in this posture. Just staying with the sensations in the thighs. Noticing your mind's reactions to these sensations. Noticing perhaps even emotional reactions. Sitting down even a little deeper. Standing up again, shaking your legs, finding into the centered standing posture again, tuning into the consequences in the body from this chair posture. Let's do one more balance posture, this one called the tree. Shifting your weight over to your left leg, supporting all of your weight or most of your weight on your left foot, joining your palms together in front of your chest in a clapping position. Now let your right foot come to support on your left leg. Perhaps it can come all the way up to support on the inner thigh, close to the groin. Perhaps more realistic would be that the right foot sole supports on the side of the left knee. And this may still be too challenging for your balance. So you can also choose simply to let your right foot support on the side of your left foot. Toes of the right foot touching the floor. The heel of the right foot touching the side of your left leg, just above the ankle. So now balancing on your left leg, with the palms of your hands joined in front of your chest. When you feel ready, stretching up both of your arms, letting your palms face each other, locking the arms over your head, stretching up like a tall pine tree. You may want to challenge your balance a little more. You can do this by opening your hands and let your arms come out in a V position, still pointing upwards. So you're like a tree with a big open crown now. And you can even challenge your balance further if you choose to look up towards the ceiling. Whatever step you choose to challenge yourself at. It's time to come down from the balance now. Moving your hands down, palms joining in front of your chest, releasing your right foot, and coming now in a three-point landing under full control. Shifting your weight to your right foot and your right leg, joining palms in front of your chest, and letting your left foot support your right foot down at the floor, or on the side of the knee, or all the way up on the inner thigh, near the groin. When you feel ready, stretching up both of your arms, letting your palms face each other, locking the arms over your head, stretching up like a tall pine tree on a Canadian mountainside. Stretching up as high as you can go. If you wish, you can challenge your balance again by releasing your hands and having your arms over your head in a V-shape position. And challenge even more if you wish by looking upward coming down again by joining your palms in front of your chest and preparing for a beautiful three-point landing under full control. Settling in again to the centered standing posture. Tuning into awareness of all of your body. Sensing all of the body and sensing the effects in the body from the series of postures we've been in. Sensing the breath in the body. Noticing in-breath. Noticing out-breath. We have arrived here at the end of the standing yoga sequence.